的那个大纲,
oh, just now I forgot to go over the outline of Exodus.
这个我们讲说那个创世纪哦,可以把它分两段,
Genesis, we can divide it into two parts.
好,这个出埃及啊,你如果初分的话,可以分三段。
And for the book of Exodus, we can divide it into three parts.
从地点来分。
Or we can divide it by geographic areas.
第一个是从第一章到十二章啊,是在埃及。
From chapter 1 to chapter 12, the story happened in Egypt.
13章到18章啊,是出埃及。
And from chapter 13 to chapter 18 is how they get out of Egypt.
所以从过红海一直到西乃山。
So from Red Sea all the way to Mount Sinai.
第三段就是19章到最后一章就是在西乃山下。
And the last part, the third part is from chapter 19 to the end is when they're under the Mount Sinai.
就是很简单你就从这个地点。
Very easily, you can divide it into three parts according to their geographic location.
如果再细分的话,
but if we want to divide them into details,
从第一章就是以色列人在埃及受苦,
from chapter 1 is the oppression of Israelites in Egypt.
二章到四章这一段是神拣选了摩西啊。
Chapter 2 to 4, God has chosen Moses to become their deliverer.
第5章到12章这一段是讲到摩西怎么跟法老王争执要把以色列人带出来。
And from chapter 5 to chapter 11, it's how Moses fought with the Pharaoh to bring the Israelites out.
包括在他们当中降了10个灾殃。
Including the 10 plagues.
还要说月节,
and also the Passover.
13章啊,他就选民就出埃及了。
And they were able to leave Egypt in chapter 13. And cross the Red Sea.
到15章。 13到15。
It's from chapter 13 to chapter 15.
16到18就是旷野的操练了。 过了红海以后啊,神就给他们训练。
And 16 to 18 is a training in the wilderness.
没有东西吃,所以降玛拿。
There was no food, so manna was given to them.
没有水,磐石出水。
There was no water, so water from the rock came out for them.
灵食,属灵的食物吃了,属灵的活水喝了,就要打属灵的战争。
After they've partaken the spiritual food and the spiritual water, they have to fight the spiritual war.
所以就跟亚玛力人打仗。
So they fight with the Amaleks.
所以这是第二段,从13章到18章。
This is the second portion from the verse, chapter 13 to chapter 18.
19章到40章,就是律法跟会幕。
And from chapter 19 to chapter 40, it's talking about the law and the tabernacle.
神在西乃山上宣告律法。
The Lord has proclaimed his decree and law on Mount Sinai.
然后在那边,神跟选民立约。
And that place, the Lord has set up a covenant with His chosen people.
所以创世纪是神跟亚伯拉罕一个家庭立约。
In the book of Genesis, God has started a covenant with the family of Abraham.
在出埃及就是神跟整个以色列家重新立约。
But in Exodus, God has started a covenant again with the house of Israelites.
所以把那个诫命立法，他就宣读。
So they proclaim the decrees and the law of the Lord.
立约的时候就杀牲畜了，杀牛啊。And
they kill cows when they have this covenant.
把血分成两盘。And
they divided the blood into two bowls.
一盘呢，就先把它倒在那个祭坛底下。And
one bowl they will spread under the altar.
然后把那个约书啊，把律法宣读一遍。And
they read over the decree and the law.
百姓说我们要。 遵行,
and then the people say, we will obey.
然后再把另外一盆的水再洒在百姓的身上。
And then they sprinkle the other bowl onto the people.
就完成了立约。
And this,
神跟百姓立约,
this is how they complete the covenant between God and his people.
所以我们常常讲旧约,
so when we talk about Old Covenant or Old Testament,
就是神在西乃山跟以色列人立约,
this is the covenant at Mount Sinai with God and his people.
神说要做他们的神，他们要做神的子民。
So God said, I will be your God and you will be my people.
立约完以后啊,
and after they have the covenant,
摩西就上到山顶啊,
then Moses went up to the Mount Sinai.
神就一方面把十条诫命写在石板上给他,
and God wrote the Ten Commandments on the stone tablet and gave it to him.
另外一个很重要的就是叫他造会幕,
and another very important thing is told him to build the tabernacle.
所以从25章到31章主是怎么造会幕,
so from verse 20, chapter 25 to chapter 35 talk about how to build this tabernacle. But when Moses was on Mount Sinai, the Israelites turned and worshipped the golden calf.
So from chapter 32 to
34,
讲到他们拜金牛, 摩西下来的时候, 把那个石戒啊, 滑板就把它摔破了。
So he talked about how the Israelites went and worshipped the golden calf, and when Moses saw this, he has broken the, then he threw the tablets out of his hand and breaking them to pieces at the foot of the mountain. But God wanted to eliminate the Israelites, but Moses prayed for them.
后来神才饶恕他们,
so God forgave them.
然后神叫摩西再凿一块石头,
so God asked Moses to find another two tablets and bring it up to Mount Sinai again. Once again, God wrote the Ten Commandments onto these two tablets.
35章以后啊, 就开始实际的造会幕,
and starting chapter 35, they actually start building this tabernacle.
到40章啊, 是把会幕立起来,
and it, chapter 40, they set up the tabernacle.
所以整个会幕啊, 神的荣光就充满在当中,
and then God's glory descend and fill the tabernacle.
所以以色列人大概在, 西乃山下, 他们待了1年11个月吧,
so the Israelites stay under the foot of Mount Sinai about a year and 11 months.
他们主要就是传诫命,
and they were there and they received the decrees and law, and they set up the tabernacle.
以后他们要行进的时候,安宁的时候,会幕就在他们当中。
And later on, when they march, when they set up their tent, the tabernacle will be among them.
会幕的圣所里面,住圣所是神跟 这些民相会跟他们讲话的地方,
and in tabernacle there's a place holy of holies, that's where God talks with his people.
他说建造会幕的目的啊, 就是恢复人跟神之间的交通,
so the reason why they built tabernacle is reestablish the communication between God and man.
会幕一表圣殿, 一表教会,
and tabernacle represents the temple and prefigures the church.
这都有属灵的教训, 我们会幕的 道理可能没有时间讲, 可能要在那个另外, 另外,
there's a lot of spiritual teaching about the tabernacle,
专门讲会幕,
but we may not have time to go over in this class.
我们这个课13节主要就讲历史, 出埃及记的历史,
so the 13 lessons from this, for this Exodus, we will go over the history.
我们再回过头来, 来看选民在埃及,
so let us turn back to look at when they were still in Egypt.
选民就是以色列人啊, 他们聚集在埃及,
the chosen people, they live in the foreign land, Egypt.
选民啊, 旧约时代的选民, 就是受割礼, 亚伯拉罕的祖孙,
the chosen people of the Old Testament time is a descendant of Abraham who has received the circumcision.
这是神特别选出来, 从万民当中选出来,
so God has chose them out of all nations,
说不列在万民当中, so, 独居的百姓,
so they will live live by themselves outside of all the other nations.
所以这很尊贵啊, 神特别属神的百姓,
it is very precious and they belong to God.
旧约圣经里面，旧约时代就是亚伯拉罕跟他的祖孙呐、啊。
So in the Old Testament time, the chosen people are Abraham and his descendants. They have the mark of circumcision.
但是在新约的选民呢、啊，就是相信耶稣。
But the chosen people in the New Testament time is those who believe in Jesus.
啊，借着耶稣基督的宝血洁净。
They have been washed clean with by the blood of Jesus.
归主耶稣基督里面的基督徒。
They have entered into Lord Jesus Christ as Christians.
但这个要按照圣经的和华的洗礼，有受罪的这才算。
And they have to go through the correct baptism, then they can be called the chosen people of God.
哦，才算是神的真正的选民。
They can become the true chosen people of the Lord.
所以我们今天呢，真教会的信徒啊，我们都是神的选民。
So we who belong to the true church, we are the chosen people of God today.
因为神特别从万民当中啊，把我们选召出来。
Because God has chosen us out of all the other people.
所以我们是不列在万民当中的。
So we should not be one of them.
所以我们是天上的国民。
We are the people of the heavenly kingdom.
我们只是暂时聚集在世界上。
We're only here for a little while.
因为我们主要的目标啊，就是将来要回到天上去。
Our goal is to return to heaven.
看腓立比书三章二十节。
Let us turn to Philippians chapter 3 verse 20.
腓立比书三章二十节。
Philippians chapter 3 verse 20.
三章二十。
Chapter 20.
我们。
Verse
20, chapter 3, verse 20. But I'll... Oh, let me go. 所以我们知道我们是暂时在地面上、哦、
So we know we are here for only a little while、
哎啊、将来有一天、啊、主来了我们要被接回到天上去
One day our Lord comes again We will be received up to the heavenly kingdom
我们再看约翰一书第三章
Let's take a look at 1 John chapter 3
约翰一书三章
1 John chapter 3
第一节跟第二节
Verse 1 and 2
一二三
Verse
1
to
3. Samuel, Zao, Zao.
Zao.
Zao. Samuel.
First John, chapter 3, verse 1 to 3.
Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on me, that we should be called the children of God. Therefore, the world is under me.Now we are the children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be. But we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is.
好吗
Verse 3 as well.
And everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself, because he is good.
这里讲到说我们能够做神的儿女就是神何等伟大的爱
How great the love is that we should be called the children of God、
啊、神造我们把万物赐给我们
God has created us and created everything for us
借着主耶稣为我们成全救恩
And through Lord Jesus Christ we are saved
把我们从万民当中选召出来
And we have been chosen out of all nations、
啊、就是神何等伟大的爱
How great the love of God is.
让我们能够成为神的儿女，说我们真是神的儿女。
And that we can be called His children, and we are truly His children.
我们知道主若显现的说，我们要像他，还要见他的真体。
We know when He appears, we should be like Him, and we shall see Him as He is.
所以我们成为神的选民呢。
So we are the chosen ones.
有今生跟来世双重的福分。
We have blessing in this world and the next.
以色列民啊，他们寄居在迦南地，在埃及地。
The Israelites that live in the land of Egypt.
那这个埃及啊，是一个 充满罪恶的地方。
The land of Egypt is filled with sinful things.
啊，所以我们看到说啊，你看耶稣啊去那里的时候，那个波提法的妻子都要引诱他犯罪。
When Joseph was in Egypt, the master's wife tried to lure him to sin.
他说埃及地啊充满着罪恶。
So the land of Egypt is filled with sinful things.
啊，埃及地充满着很多很多的偶像假神。
It's filled with false gods and idols.
啊，所以以色列民要出埃及的时候啊，神在那里行了十样的灾殃啊。
So when Israelites were brought out of Egypt, God has descended 10 plagues upon them.
其实每一样啊，都是针对埃及的假神。
And every plague was to target one of the idol, a false god in Egypt.
所以要败坏埃及一切的神。
Want to destroy all the, want to corrupt all the gods of Egypt.
让他们知道说那个根本不是神啊。
So they can know that those are not gods.
啊，埃及很有名的就是金字塔。
And its very famous thing in Egypt is its pyramids.
金字塔里面装什么？
What is inside the pyramids?
装尸体嘛。
It's only corpse.
所以埃及是一个充满死亡的地方呢。
So Egypt is a land of death.
啊，这个都是预表世界。
And it prefigures the world.
我们看到这个世界啊，充满着很多很多的罪恶。
We can see there are a lot of sin in this world.
啊，淫乱啊，吸毒、暴力啊
，sexual immorality，
各样的。罪恶很多
drug, violence, a lot of sinful things.
啊，充满着偶像
It's filled with idols too.
哎，这个是人啊，故意不拜神
Man purposely, they do not want to worship the God.
他是把很多啊，塑造之物啊，就当作神来拜
But they take those who are created as God to worship.
啊，所以人就充满着很多啊，邪僻的心啊，他就放纵犯罪
So the man is with a crooked heart, they sin against God.
人类犯罪啦，这个都是跟不拜神有关系啊。
The man sinned because they do not worship God.
那还有一个就是啊，最后的结果就是死亡。
And the result is death.
啊，虽然人肉体活着啊，但是灵命也是死掉了。
Even though the physical body lives, but their spiritual life is dead.
啊，所以好像这个埃及地一样。
Just like the land of Egypt.
埃及法老王跟埃及百姓啊，苦待以色列民。
So the Pharaoh and his people, they oppressed the people of Israel.
啊，所以同样的，选民常常也会受到欺压迫害。
In the same way, the chosen people, the elect will be oppressed or persecuted.
啊，所以神不太愿意啊，他的百姓下埃及。
So God did not want his people to go down to Egypt.
亚伯拉罕呢，聚居在迦南地的时候
，When Abraham was living in the land of Canaan，
他有一次遇到饥荒
，There was a famine once。
啊，结果他就带着全家就下埃及了。
So he brought his whole family down to Egypt。
虽然在那里得到了一些财富
，Although at that time he gained some wealth at that place。
啊，但是差一点呢，他的妻子被法老王夺去。
But he almost lost his wife to Pharaoh.
啊，虽然得到了一些财物啊，回来以后啊，因为财产很多啊，跟罗朵就没有办法住在一起。
And because of the wealth he gained from the land of Egypt, he can no longer live with Lot after he get back.
啊，后来变成了这个家庭不和睦的一些原因。
And it caused some arguments in the family.
啊，因为带回来夏甲。
Because
埃及的使女夏甲
，they also brought back Hagar from the Egypt.
让这个家庭啊一直不安呐、啊，啊造成混乱，一直到现在。
So no, there are no longer peace in their family until today.
他说有时候啊，虽然得到一些财产呢、啊、
，So sometimes it might seem on the appearance it might seem that they have got some money.
财物不见得能够让人呐、啊、能够真正生活能够安定呢。
But the wealth does not guarantee a peaceful life.
所以一般人、啊、大概都是一直只想追求财务啦利益啦。
A lot of people, they just want to gain benefit. They just want to accumulate wealth.
但圣经里面告诉我们、啊、
But the Bible tells us,
得到财务不见得就是真正的利益。
Receiving wealth does not guarantee benefit.
我们看路加福音十二章。
Let's take a look at,The Gospel of Luke, chapter 12.
路加福音十二章的十五节。
Luke, chapter 12, verse 15.
十二章十五节。 Chapter 12, verse 15.
So some people come and ask Jesus, please divide the inheritance for us.
主耶稣说，谁叫我来做你们呢？分财产呢？
And Jesus replied,
来做你们的官，来判断你们这个家业呢？
And Jesus replied, who appointed me a judge or arbiter between you?
他说啊，
and then,
谨慎啊，不要贪心啊。
And then he says, watch out, be on your guard against all kinds of greed.
因为人的生命不在你的财富很多啊。
Because a man's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions.
所以他接下来就讲了一个无知的财主的比喻。
So then he continued to tell them about the parable of the foolish
man. 这个财主啊， 因为他的财产很多了。
Because the rich man has accumulated a lot of wealth.
他也想要更多。
And he wants more of the wealth.
他也很会经营。
And he knows how to manage his business.
他说财物很多啊， 没有地方再装了。
So he has accumulated so much wealth, there's no more room to store his wealth.
把仓库拆掉,
so he wanted to tear down the storage and build a bigger one.
把所有的财物,
so he can store all his wealth and crops into this bigger storage.
然后说要对自己的灵魂这样讲。
And he wants to say to his soul,
说灵魂啊, 你这么多的财产哦, 你可以花用好几年啊都没有问题啦。
And he would say to himself, so you have so much wealth to spend, you should live a good life. Take life easy, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said to him, you fool, this very night your life will be demanded from you. To whom will get what you have prepared for yourself?
哇，这个财主本来是很聪明的，很会经营，很会计划。
This rich man, it seems he's very wise. He knows how to manage his wealth.
所以事业相当成功的。
So he is very successful in the world.
那在神来看说，你是一个无知的人。
But from the eye of God, he is a fool.
因为他只会积财。
Because he only knows how to build up the wealth.
他以为说我财富多了，我生命就可以活很久。
He thought if he has accumulated a lot of wealth, he can live for a very long time.
事实上啊，财富多啊，跟你啊，能够能不能活很久啊，没有关系的。
But in fact, how much wealth is irrelevant to how long you can live.
所以人的生命不在家产很多。 So
it says, man's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions.
你如果不为将来预备啊， 今天晚上你的灵魂被拿走了。If
you do not prepare for your future, this very night, your soul can be demanded.
那么多的财物对你没有用。And
this wealth will not be able to help you.
你离开了世界以后，你要到哪里去啊？
Once you depart from the world, where are you going to go?
没有地方去啊。Nowhere.
所以，这是无知的人不晓得为将来预备。So these are the fools. They do not know to prepare for the future.
所以财物很多啊。So
they have a lot of wealth.
啊，不见得是好。
It doesn't mean they will live a good life.
在那个传道书里面第五章第六章里面就讲哈。
So it's the same thing is also recorded in Ecclesiastes chapter 5 and 6.
说有的人啊，为着赚钱呐，兄弟姐妹父母都不要了。
Some people they just focus on gaining more money and they forsake their parents and siblings.
一个人孤孤单单的啊，虽然赚很多很多的钱。
In the end, although they have a lot of money, but they are lonely all by themselves.
哦。 啊，就是说这样有什么用呢？
So what can he gain from it?
啊，虽然得到了很多财物啊，心里不安。
Although he has accumulated a great wealth, but he does not have peace in his heart.
得到了财物啊，心里边也不会得到满足。
He has a lot of wealth, but his heart is not content.
有时候啊，很多财物啊，反而给自己带来很多祸患。
And sometimes these wealth has brought him much worries.
还有说啊，病痛患难来到了。
And when illness come upon him,
虽然你那么多的财物啊，但是吃也吃不下，用也用不了。
Although he has so much possession, but he cannot use them. He cannot enjoy his possessions.
那这样有什么用？
So how does this wealth benefit him?
所以所罗门说，有一种人呐。
So Solomon says there is a kind of person.
好像一种祸患压在他的身上。
It's like a heavy weight on a man.
说虽然神给他资财丰富，又很多的尊荣。
And God has given him a lot of wealth, position, and honor.
啊，什么都没有缺乏。
And he lacks nothing.
但是很可惜啊，那也不能吃，不能用。
But very pitifully, he cannot use these wealth.
啊，那么多东西啊，都别人来替他用。
And all these things, other people will enjoy them, so it has no benefit to him.
所以亚伯兰虽然到埃及得到一些财物。
So although Abraham went down to Egypt and he has gathered some wealth,
这是他跟罗德离开的一个原因啊。
And this is a reason that caused the division between him and Lot.
所以我们看有时候啊, 财物多了, 反而没有办法让人和睦。
So you can see that sometimes when wealth increases, there's divisions arise.
有的父母亲把很多财产留给儿女。
Some parents leave a lot of inheritance to their children.
啊，因为分的不公平啊，啊，兄弟就吵起来了，甚至有的哥哥把弟弟都杀掉了。And
just to divide this inheritance, brothers will fight against each other. Sometimes even the brother kill each other.
财物多反而造成人的不和睦。
When there are a lot of wealth, there arise divisions among men.
啊，财物多反而很容易让人离开神。
When there are a lot of wealth, it will cause a man to depart from God.
所以罗德后来离开了亚伯拉罕。
So Lot departed from Abraham.
啊，慢慢就搬到了那个所多玛。
And slowly he moved towards Sodom.
所多玛是一个罪恶很大的一个城市。
Sodom is a city filled with sinful things.
所以你看他的女儿啊，都学那个外邦人的样子。
You can see how his daughter has learned the way of the Gentiles.
啊，后来神把那个城毁掉了，他们逃难了，带着酒哎。
When God destroyed the city, when they had fled from the city, they brought with them wine.
啊，后来还跟他爸爸乱伦呐。
And they committed sexual immorality with their father.
那个都是所多玛这个恶洪史。
It is the evil culture of the Sodom.
因为财物多了，反而离开神了。
Because they have gathered much wealth, they have departed.
最后，罗德的祖孙呐，神说他们没有办法进到神的会众。
And the descendants of Lot, they cannot enter into the congregation of God.
因为他们是淫乱的后裔。
Because they are the descendants of sexual immorality.
我们看到神不要以色列人啊，下埃及。
So that's why God did not want Israelites to go down to Egypt.
所以有一次啊，以撒住在迦南地的时候遇到饥荒。
There's one incident where Isaac has faced famine in the land of Canaan.
啊，当然他可能也是想要走掉。
And maybe he wanted to go to Egypt too.
那神就跟他讲，你不要走。But
God tell him, do not go away.
啊，我祝福给你。
I will bless you.
啊，结果以撒就乖乖听神的话，留在那个腓利士地。So
Isaac was very obedient, and he stayed in the land of the Philistines.
哎，说神那一年就祝福给他有百倍的收成。And
in that year, God has blessed him, so he has hundredfold of harvest.
所以突然间他就成为一个大富户。All
of a sudden, he become a very wealthy man.
哦，所以啊，赏赐在神呐。So
the blessing is from the Lord.
所以要紧的就是说，我们的脚步要靠神带领，不要用我们人自己的意思。The
important thing is that you have to follow God's footstep, not using your own
way. 你走在主的道路上面呐，啊，乖乖守道理，神就祝福给你。If
you walk on the way of the Lord and be obedient, God will bless you.
啊，神祝福给人哦，让人富足，但是不加上忧虑。
When God bless you with wealth, it does not come with worries.
有时候我们人用自己的方法所得到的富足啊，都会有一些副作用。
Sometimes the wealth that we gain ourselves, it comes with something else.
但是神祝福给你的不会啦。
But the blessing from the Lord will not come with worries.
给你真正的饱足，又让你满心喜乐。
You will be satisfied and be joyful.
啊，这是我们遵守神的命令啊，所得到的结果。
And this is the result of obedience to the Lord.
所以有时候在暂时的困难当中啊,
so even though sometimes we fall into a tribulation,
啊, 要像以撒一样,
we have to remember Isaac.
啊, 能够按照神的旨意来生活, 自然就会看顾。
So we can remember him, how he lived under, how he lived according to the Lord's commandment, and God will bless.
哦, 所以神不要以撒下埃及。
So God did not want Isaac to go down to Egypt.
后来雅各啊, 全家下埃及。
And Jacob, the whole family went down to Egypt.
当然是因为神安排约瑟啊，先到埃及去做宰相。
And of course, it's out of God's arrangement for Joseph to go be a prime minister.
还有遍地饥荒啊，只有埃及有粮食。
And the whole land was filled with famine. There was only food in the land of Egypt.
这当然是神的安排, 要让以色列人在那边歌山地，孕育成为一个很大的, 民族。
It was the arrangement of God for the Israelites to become a great nation in the land of Goshen.
然后再要把他们带回到那个迦南地。
And to bring them back to the land of Canaan once again.
要把迦南人把他们赶走。
Or cast out the land, the inhabitants of the land of Canaan.
因为迦南人当时很多的罪恶。
The people from the land of Canaan, they have a lot of sin.
如果以色列人啊, 他们还人数很少, 如果聚集在迦南地的话, 也会受当地人的影响。
There are only a few Israelites. If they continue to live in the land of Canaan, they will be influenced.
所以神就让以色列人啊, 去在歌山地啊, 哎呀，那是牧羊的, 所以埃及人又讨厌, 所以他们很自然就会隔开来。
And because they, so God brought them to the land of Goshen, and they are shepherds, and the Egyptians hate shepherds, so they distance themselves.
神说啊，因为迦南人的罪恶还没有满盈。
Because the Lord say the sin of the land, the people from land of Canaan is not.
所以那个时候神还没有把他们消灭掉。
So God did not destroy them yet.
等到啊，迦南人的罪恶啊，已经没有办法救了。
Once their sinful acts has to become has become its fullest.
然后再借着以色列人回来把他们赶走，把这一块地啊是给以色列人。
Then God bring the Israelites to cast them out of land of Canaan.
所以这是神的一种安排。This
is an arrangement from the Lord.
所以你看，虽然雅各跟约瑟啊，他们在那个埃及地。So
if you look at Jacob and Joseph, although they live in the land of Egypt,
哎，他们都知道这个埃及不是他们葬身之地。But
they know. Egypt, they should not be buried in the land of Egypt.
啊，约瑟虽然在做宰相, 但是他还看到说啊, 将来他的百姓在埃及一定会受苦。
Although Joseph was a prime minister at that time, but he knew that the people would suffer.
所以他就用自己的骸骨留下一面。
So he has remained
留下命令了给他们的祖孙。
He has left a command for his descendants.
就借着他的骸骨,
through his bones.
说将来神一定会带领你们出来出去的。
God will surely come to your aid.
所以你们要把我的骸骨带走。
And then you must carry my bones up from this place.
让他们不要忘记说在埃及现在可以享福啊。 不可以一直在这里继续住下去。
Do not linger in the enjoyment in the land of Egypt.
就是神的旨意,
This is the will of God.
所以我们刚刚谈到说, 我们虽然住在这个世界上,
So we have just mentioned, although we live in this world,
但是这也是一个暂时的聚集,
but we are just sojourner, we are just here for a little while.
但是我们看到这个以色列人啊, 他们很奇怪,
But if we look at Israelites, they're very strange.
他们动不动就想要去埃及呢,
They really want to go to Egypt when something happens.
所以他们 常常跟外族打仗, 他们就要去埃及。
So when they fought with their enemies, when they want to go to Egypt for help,
其实神啊, 带领他们啊, 出埃及过红海, 就是要断绝他们回埃及的念头。
When God has brought them across the Red Sea, God has cut off their relationship from Egypt.
但是啊, 很可惜, 他们常常想要去埃及。
But many times when they face difficulty, they want to go back.
我们现在信徒也是一样。
And it's the same for the believers today.
贪爱世界。
They love the world.
没有办法离开世界。
They cannot depart from the world.
所以我们看到那个, 利未记里面讲那个洁净的动物,
So if we look at the clean animal from Leviticus.
那个昆虫, 昆虫什么可以吃?
What kind of insects can we eat?
昆虫如果在地上爬, 跳不起来的不能吃。
Those who crawl on the ground, they cannot jump, leap away from the ground, they cannot be eaten.
在地上走，但是它会蹦会跳。
But those who can jump on the ground, they are edible.
也就是说被那个地啊，把它整个吸住了，它没有办法离开地的，那个是不洁净的。
Those who crawl on the ground is on the ground, they are not clean.
它会蹦跳离开地的。 那个是洁净的。
But those who can leap away from the ground, they are clean.
那我们现在不是按照那个字句在说。
And of course, we do not just take its literal meaning.
这是属灵的意义，叫我们不要被地把你吸住，没有办法离开。
There's a spiritual meaning. Do not be trapped by the ground and cannot depart away from it.
贪爱世界的财富，最终的享乐。
If you love the sinful enjoyments or the wealth of the world,
如果这样的话，就属地的。
Then you belong to the earth.
我们要蹦跳，要离开。
We should be able to leap away from the world.
不被世界能够胜过世界。
Overcome the world.
好，这样才能够成为神的儿女啊。
Then we'll become the children of God.
所以说我们要效法这个摩西。
So we have to follow the example of Moses.
我们看希伯来书11章。
Let's take a look at Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来书11章。
Hebrews 11.
24节到26节
Verse 24 to 26
Tony 24到26
So he has grew up by faith.
摩西啊，我们等一下会谈他的背景。We
will go over Moses' background later on.
他本来是要被杀掉的，但是神保存他的生命。He
was originally destined to die, but God has preserved his life.
还可以在王宫里面成长。And
he was able to grow up in the palace.
是法老女儿的养子。To
be known as a son of Pharaoh's daughter.
渐渐长大了以后，他发现说，他是希伯来人，他不是埃及的。But
as he grew up, he realized he is a Hebrew. He's not one of the Egyptians.
他看到自己的同胞啊，在那边受苦。And
see how his people has suffered.
所以他不愿意在王宫里面享受。So
he do not want to enjoy life in the palace.
他也看清啊，这个埃及的地位。He
has, he is regarded. The status in Egypt as nothing. So he's willing to suffer with the people of the Lord. He did not want to enjoy the sinful, enjoyments.
So
In the Bible, it says he regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as greater value than the treasure of Egypt. Because he was looking ahead to his reward.
Later on.
So he didn't just look at the present time.
He
looked into the future where he received the reward in the heavenly kingdom. And this is growing up by faith.
在埃及王宫那么多的财物，将来就是让你做法老王也好了。So
he grew up in the palace as the son of Pharaoh's daughter, and he maybe become the Pharaoh later on.
最后还是木乃伊啊。And
but at the end, he just become
什么都没有啊。In
the pyramid. Maybe he says nothing.
所以如果他是为着神的国跟自己同胞一起受苦。
But if he suffered for the kingdom of God with his people, then he should receive a great reward in heaven.
So
the Bible tells us,
摩西在神的家全然尽忠。
Moses is faithful and royal in the house of God.
所以摩西在神的眼光是一个相当重要的，也是一个相当。 得神重用的一个功能。
So in the eyes of God, Moses has been greatly used.
神都常常面对面跟他讲话。
And God spoke to him face to face.
就是年纪大了，120岁，死掉了，神来为他安葬。
Even when he was 120 years old and he died, God buried him.
主耶稣变貌的时候，摩西还显现跟他讲话。
When Jesus Christ transfigures, he appeared to speak with him.
当然，他在神的国里面的赏赐很大。
And he has received great reward in the kingdom of God.
啊，这是我们所要看到的未来的赏赐。
And this is something we have to focus our eyes on. It's a reward in heaven.
哦，所以我们不要把我们的眼光啊看在这个世界，因为世界是暂时的。
But let's not just look at the things of the world because it's only temporary.
哦，我们所盼望的那个是才是永远的，才是全备的赏赐。
The thing we hope for is a complete blessing. It's eternal.
啊，我们接下来谈这个神对选民救星的预备。
So let's next discuss about the deliverer of God has prepared deliverer for His people.
啊，对救星啊，就是摩西的预备。
Has prepared a deliverer, which is Moses.
摩西出生的时候啊，是法老要古代百姓要把他们灭绝的时候。
Moses was born at a time when Pharaoh wants to eliminate the Israelites.
他凭着他父母亲的信心啊，他就把他保存下来。
But based on his, he lived according to his mother's faith.
啊，这个神奇妙的安排。
According to the wonderful arrangement of God.
让他的妈妈可以很公然的啊，又把他带回身边呢、啊。
His mother can bring him back to her side, locally.
啊，等到慢慢长大，才把他送到王宫啊，啊，作为法老女儿的养子。
And only when he grew older, she took him to Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son.
啊，所以有时候神的安排就是这么奇妙。
So this is a wonderful arrangement of God.
好，我们看第二章。
Let's take a look at chapter 2.
本来法老王啊，叫那个以色列，我叫埃及人啊，都把以色列男孩都要丢到河里嘛。
The Pharaoh commanded to his Egyptians, "You should throw all the male infants into the river."
啊，这是一种灭种的运动。
This is an action to kill the race.
我们二章第一节
，Chapter 2 verse 1。
二章一节，哈。
Chapter 2 verse 1。
有一个利未人娶了利未女子。
Now a man of the house of Levi married a Levite woman.
啊，这个是摩西的父亲啊，叫做暗兰。
That is the father of Moses. His name is Amram.
好、啊，啊，还有一个是他的妈妈。
And then his mother.
好、啊，啊，那个时候生了一个孩子。
And they bore a son.
看他很俊美，而且把他藏三个月。
And because he saw he was a fine child, and she hid him for 3 months time.
啊，这个孩子渐渐长大，声音越哭越大了，就没有办法再藏了。
But as he grew a bit older, his cry became loud, and she could not hide him.
啊，用一个草箱啊，把他装在里面，啊，把他放在那个河边芦底的地方。
So she hid him in a basket and placed the child among the reeds.In the bank of the Nile.
啊，叫他的孩子的姐姐啊，米利安在旁边看。
And told his sister, the child's sister, Miriam, to stood at distance.
啊，看看这个孩子将来遭遇怎么样。
To see what happened to the child.
他说，因为法老的女儿去那边洗澡。
But Pharaoh's daughter went down to the Nile to bathe.
一般讲说啊，这个法老的女儿在那边洗澡哈、啊，这也是一种祭河神的仪式哦、啊。
Usually, in Pharaoh,
跟他们拜偶像有关系。
Usually, the daughter of Pharaoh go down to Nile to take a bath has something to do with worshiping their gods.
哈、啊，结果他们发现呢、啊，说有一个啊箱子啊，就拿来。
And she saw the basket among the reeds and sent her slave girl to get it.
啊，打开以后啊，一个孩子很可爱，啊就哭了。
She opened it and saw the baby and it was crying.
那、啊、个法老的女儿啊，很有慈心呐、啊。他就看到哇，这希伯来人的孩子啊，啊，很可怜，啊，这有一种同情心呐、啊。
Pharaoh's daughter is full with mercy for her, and she felt sorry for him.
在历史的记载啊，法老的女儿没有孩子。
According to the history's recording, Pharaoh's daughter did not have a child.
啊，所以他就把这个小孩要收养做他的孩子。
So she has adopted this child to become her own.
啊，那个时候米利安就出现了。
And this time, Miriam has appeared.
才很小啊，大概十几岁，十一二岁吧。
She was very young, probably 11 or 12 years old.
她就跟那个法老的女儿讲。
She talked to the Pharaoh's daughter.
啊，我是不是可以去帮你啊，找一个奶妈来
Shall I go and get one of the Hebrew women?
她来替你啊，照顾这个孩子。
To nurse the baby for you.
哎，我老女儿说好啊。
And the Pharaoh's daughter say yes.
她回去，赶快跑回去，把妈妈找来。
So she went back and found her mother.
啊，我老的女儿就说，你把这个孩子哈、啊、抱回去啊，替我养。
And the Pharaoh's daughter say to her, take this baby and nurse him for me.
啊，我给你工钱。
And I will pay you.
好、哦，然后来，啊。摩西的妈妈就把摩西带回家了。
So Moses' mother brought Moses home.
啊，来养他，现在可以公开的养，因为现在的身份是法老女儿的儿子。
And now she can nurse him publicly because his status is now the son of the daughter of Pharaoh.
啊，妈妈可以很公开的啊来照顾他，抚养他。
And his mother can openly take care of him.
啊，教育他。
And to educate him.
啊，养自己的孩子，现在还有工钱。
And now she take care of her child, and she is given paid money.
法老女儿还给她钱呢。
Pharaoh's daughter pay her for that.
啊，后来法老女儿就给她起一个名字。
And Pharaoh's daughter gave him a name.
叫摩西。
Moses.
摩西的意思说，一定是我把他从水里拉上来的。
The Moses means I drew him out of the water.
好。所以如果考试说摩西什么意思啊
So the test asks you, what does Moses mean?
就是把他从水里拉上来的
Drew him out of the water.
好、哦、时间到了我们休息一起默祷
Let's pray in silence.
Amen.